to order, we now have a quorum of seven.
Let's say.
Those present are councilpersons Kilpatrick, Hollins, Cartier, Weiner, Diller, Tackett, Councilman Smiley, co-chair of Finance Committee.
This is last time.
Oh, I see, yes, yes, yeah, okay.
The whole item will be taken in minutes. What's your pleasure for the minutes of the Finance Meeting of November 14th, 2016?
So moved.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have. Okay, first on the agenda is Resolution 17-224, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the City of Newark for a pass-through grant for Department of Community Services in the amount of $245,814.63. These are HUD funds that we traditionally handle. We pass through to the City of Newark. They have to expend the funds in accordance with the HUD guidelines. And the activity, their spending activity is included in the annual report and performance reports provided by Newcastle County. So any questions for any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none. Next on the agenda, approving the issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Wilmington Manor Fire Company. Additionally, this is County Council. We sponsor the bonds. There's no fiscal responsibility on the part of Newcastle County. And this will be, they will be seeking bonding in the amount of $968,981. The purpose of financing a portion of the cost of the project related to the fire company. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, hearing none. R17-226, Newcastle County Council requests that the Delaware General Assembly amend Delaware Code Title 9, Section 8131, relating to the residency requirement and tax exemptions under Newcastle County Code. As County Council deemed to be the process several years ago, whenever we're looking for a change in state code, we bring it before council, we pass the resolution, and also this was at the request of the state legislature, so there's no confusion about what council wants and what they don't want. The state legislature increased the residency requirement for the school tax exemption from 3 to 10 years. With this resolution for councils, we're asking them to amend the code in order to allow us to modify ours up to 10 years. We put up to, so there's flexibility. I have no doubt that what will probably come out of this will be the 10-year provision. Also, to clarify on the record, because there has been some question, everybody knows going forward, number one, no changes take place until we actually do the ordinance, which we don't do until they amend state law and give us the right to do that. But as when we went from no residency to 3 years, if we go to 10 or whatever number above three, those that are at that time a member of the tax exemption program under the previous residency requirements would not be affected at all. There's no adverse, so we'll have pockets of those that did not have a residency, those that have three, and those that have whatever the new one would be. And once, if this is approved, then I will, I've already put an email out to the reps and senators that I deal with, as well as Speaker Schwarzkopf. If this passes, then we'll take it along with a law draft from Mr. Migliori and attempt to get a sponsor and get it moving. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Do you have a question? Comment?
I mean, one of the Brian Boyle with the executive office. Just wanted to express our support for the proposed changes to the state legislation. we stand ready to work with you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, next on the agenda is R17-227, Newcastle County Council respectfully requests that the Delaware General Assembly amend Title 9, Chapter 13 of the Delaware Code relating to the Board of Assessment Review. Ms. Diller, Mr. Weiner.
This, a similar process to what Mr. Smiley just outlined, and we hope to have discussion on the proposed legislation at the next council meeting, which would be December 12th. It will either be at, we hope to move it to the 4 o'clock slot, so people can be present to discuss the potential legislation that we're waiting to see if that's available. Otherwise, it will be on finance.
Okay. questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, hearing none. Next, we have ordinance 17-102, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget, transfer $5,000 from the grants and fixed charges budget line of county council to the salaries and wages budget line items for the Department of Land Use, Division of Customer Relations and Enforcement for the purpose of funding code enforcement overtime costs. That's as per title. Has anybody got any questions or comments? We did discuss this in its preliminary stages before it went to draft. Okay. And by the way, I had a note here that I omitted myself just as a matter of record. We have been made aware that Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Woods, and Councilman Powers will not be joining us. Next, we have 17-103, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget, transfer $5,000 from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to the salaries and wages budget line item for the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police, for the purpose of funding overtime costs. This as well is for titles. Are there any questions from any members of council? This is the other one that we discussed at a prior meeting. Anything from the public? Hearing none. Next, we have 17-104, amend the grant budget, appropriate $491,225.28 from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security for the FY 2018 Fund to Combat Violent Crime grant for the Department of Public Safety. This is under Councilman Bell and Councilman Street, but I will just see. The funding will be used by Newcastle County Department of Public Safety, police overtime patrols, buy money, and to purchase essential police equipment. Other than that, I think the title pretty much covers it. Is there anything from any members of council you want to speak?
Councilman, just to go on the record, this is the money that...
Yeah. Do like you do when you pull me over. Identify yourself, please.
Captain Ben Feldman.
No, we have to for the record.
I know, the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police. This is the money that comes from the fee-based fund that's attached to every violation of the state of Delaware, funds to combat violent crime. This is noted here, $265,725.28 will be used to fund overtime patrols, which further our target analytical policing model, our TAPS program, all of our pay jobs in the high crime areas. $33,000 will be used for controlled substance purchase money for our narcotics unit. And $192,500 will be used to purchase various pieces of police equipment to be used throughout the division.
And in accordance with full disclosure, I have contributed to this, but the magistrate told me that he didn't care whether council approved it or not. So. Next, we have ordinance number 17-105 to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights in the Wagoners Row subdivision located in Christiana 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Councilman Warner.
As per title.
Any questions on 17-105? Anything from the public? Hearing none, we're going to move to a presentation, discussion, and possible vote on proposed IT infrastructure and equipment upgrades and related costs from Mr. Hornicky. If I may prelude to getting into this, what happened was I attended a meeting with Mr. Hornicky and others to discuss cross-charge changes coming up for the county as co-chair of the Finance Committee. And during that discussion, of course, it came up as to some changes that were planned for over here. And quite honestly, I'm not sure it rises to the level of a vote. That will be up to council. But given the ordinance that we just passed for council's oversight, and all, not only that, with holidays coming, the intent is to try to get work done prior to the end of the year. So I felt it prudent for as many council members as possible to know before it starts so you're not away somewhere and you get a call from your aide where they want access to your office or something. So with that, Mr. Hornicky, identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mike Hornicky, General Manager, Administrative Services and Information Systems. I just want to update council members on the several projects that are in flight in the technology space. The first one is the website update and redesign. That project has been underway for a few months, been working with Jim Boyle, he's attended the meetings. That's slated to be completed by about March 1st. That's an upgrade that's included in our contractual monthly agreement with our vendor. There's no additional cost to the county. It is included. So that is underway and moving forward with that update. The other one that's a significant change is around the copier management. As the councilman mentioned, we talked about cross charges. And in the past, there was cross charges based on click counts, how many times you hit print. You know, we're moving away from that model. Kathleen Green, my budget analyst, and I, we dove into the numbers. We're actually identifying our actual costs and redoing our cost pricing model, so it's based on actual costs. So the cross charges will be going down. More importantly, we'll be adding technology to the copiers that makes them available as a network printer. And it'll be utilizing secure print technology, which means when you send a print job from your desk or workstation, it won't print until you wave your county badge on it. So it gives us clean accounting for, you know, department utilization. It actually doesn't print until you wave your badge. So the key thing about these copiers, we have free toner and ink and maintenance. So if we're better off printing to the copiers than printing to the printers. So our goal is to start reducing the number of standalone printers and the excess cost to keep buying toner and ink and supplies and maintenance to utilize these printers, because under our lease agreement that's being covered by my department, it is cheaper for us to use for the prints, you know, right from the copier. So that's something that's significantly going to change. That's going to be implemented over the next 90 days. We'll be adding, you'll see us in working on the copiers and attaching them to the network and making them available. Any questions on the copiers or the website?
Councilman Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say I thank you for creating a true nexus between the cross charges and the actual fee being incurred. For years, it seems as if the number had been so high that it couldn't possibly be the cost that we were bearing. So thanks for bringing an objective measurement that is rational. And we need cross charges, obviously, but they should be realistic, not a number just picked out of the sky.
Thank you. They went significantly down.
And I'm going to say, once you get everything in line and you're sure it's functioning, you can feel free to remove the standalone printer from my office right off the bat. 13 years I've been looking for a spot to put this picture of me, and it'll fit right there.
I will do so. And I'm going to do the same. As soon as the ink runs out, I told my staff, once the copier program's up, you know, don't buy, purchase any more ink. We'll start making that transition. So you'll see a lot more communication coming from my team and us on what we're doing countywide.
And internally, I'm sure council will have our own discussion on that as well.
But the copier management, you know, cross charges actually went down by $8,000 budgeted for FY19. So there's a significant decrease in the cross charges there. The desktop computers within council, I brought the inventory if anybody's curious to see it, but on average, most of your computers are 6 to 7.5 years old. That's why you're having a high failure rate. Your staff has been reporting, you know, challenges using the machines. Lewis had the most recent challenge, Mr. Hinkle, we were able to replace his, but we are replacing all your computers throughout the council chambers. Those funds are coming from the information systems operating budget. You know, so
my favorite part.
Yes. So we have been reallocating and utilizing, working within our budget to use those funds to procure, so the POs are going through process. You'll see them coming in. We'll work with your staff and yourselves to make sure your data is moved off your local machine and the new machine is deployed. It's a like-for-like replacement, and I would anticipate, I'd like to get them in by the end of the year if they're shipped here quick enough and we could get them installed. So that's for your full council. But most of your machines are 6.5 to 7.5 years old.
And the cross charge on the new ones is?
Zero, because it's coming from my appropriated operating budget. You know, last year we worked with CFO's office to understand and learn the budget, and we're trying to utilize our funding, what we have available, to allocate. Because it's coming from my appropriated budget, it would be an operational cost that I would account for as an allocation versus a cross charge. So that money would be out. And I've done similar allocations to other departments as well, not just council. The network wiring, you're going to see us walking through the building here in the very near future. You know, as part of the countywide upgrade, the wiring within this facility and others need to be upgraded. So we will be adding and coming through with the building maintenance and our wiring vendor to upgrade the physical wiring within your offices, within this facility, that will be, enable us to upgrade the phone system as well as the Wi-Fi or wireless connectivity throughout council chambers and within your offices and all county offices within this building. So I like it, we're going to be, our next building we're targeting is public safety. Once there's wiring with the Wi-Fi, because their wiring's fine, their building is up, the newest building in the county. It's really the wireless that we're adding to that facility. We'll be rolling into the county building here. And as I mentioned, later second quarter of 2018, the new phone system. So we will be reaching out to you and your team here within the next month as part of our final design to confirm how you want your phones designed. That's how calls come in, how they're routed, how they're handled. And that'll be put into our design for the new phone system that should roll out by about the second quarter of 2018. The network infrastructure is also ongoing, and that will take place the first quarter of 2018. So that is all the extent. The other projects I mentioned were coming from or being funded through the capital funds that were previously appropriated under IS expansion. So that's where the funding for those items are coming from.
Mr. Wasserbach, did you have one?
Yeah, Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor. Mike, when you say County Council, are you including the Auditor's Office, which is a part of County Council?
Yes, sir.
Oh, today we want to be a part of Council.
Yes, your, sir, your computer is one of them, sir. Your office, the office is recorded there, yes.
Okay, well, there's two staff.
Yes, they're on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Here, I'll let you look just in case I missed one.
Let him audit that real quick.
Yeah. Any questions on any of my items?
Okay. I have one question just because, not a question of council, just because of the wiring that's going in, that is an infrastructure thing, it would be. Does anyone have any opposition? Are we okay with this?
Sounds good.
So, let's, motion to accept the presentation as given.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Just preliminarily, we take care of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're working on the second quarter for the app that you were talking about for the phones and stuff?
That is correct. We're anticipating the second quarter the phone system will roll out. It'll roll out by office, so it'll be a constant rollout. What the councilman's referring to, the new phone system has features that allows us to put an application on your smartphone that routes your desk phone right to you for full mobility connectivity. And it improves functionality for people of a mobile workforce.
Yeah, I don't need it.
So there are some features that will provide.
And I'll just be open and upfront with you. Not tainting you with the prior administration, and nobody in this county touching my personal phone or my personal computer to put any app or anything on it. I will deal with it. Councilman Cartier.
Did you say you were going to replace our PCs as part of this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think, you know, this is long overdue. I know the productivity of the workforce has been affected by, you know, constant failures and interruptions. So I'm really happy to see this go forward. And you can take my desktop printer when you leave.
When you leave. Now. Take it now. Sit outside my door in case mine goes before you're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next on the agenda, we have a travel request. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I come before you with the Newcastle County Council travel request for approval for the 2018 NACO Legislative Conference, the first weekend in March 2018. Consider this to be a motion for a trip approval.
Second. Could you let's recognize Councilman Bell is here? Oh, we have a motion from Councilman Bell. Now we need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now on the council grant request, community events, we have one for Safe United Neighborhoods, Northeast Civic Association. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a grant request from Safe United Neighborhoods. They're sponsored by the Northeast Civic Association. Pastor Sandra Ben, I believe, has done an outstanding job against great odds over on East 22nd Street, right off of Market Street in Wilmington, one of the most troubled areas for crime, where one of our police officers actually shot a state police officer. And against all of these odds, she continues to persevere, work very hard, very dedicated to this effort. Just a few months ago, the county exec and I were there, and they have a little lot. Really, it's not a basketball court. It's just a corner lot, and they put up a basketball goal there, rim. She's still requesting. For the last 3 years, I've been supporting this effort, and this year they've come back again requesting support from county council. So I'm going to make a motion for $1,200 to help support the activities there. They want to get now, they want to have basketball jerseys because they do have a basketball rim there now, and some other activities that goes on throughout the year for this effort to reduce crime in that neighborhood. So I'm going to make a motion for $1,200 for a safe United Neighborhoods.
Second.
Councilman Bell.
Yes, if President Pro Tem Hollins will accept it, I'd like to give $300 and bump it up to $1,500.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you.
George.
And just, yes, Councilman Cartier.
Yeah, I'd like to join in and assist as well with the matching amount of $300.
Thank you both very much. Appreciate it.
Councilman Bell, was that $300 or $300?
$300, please.
I must have been reading someone else's mind. I put five.
And if I don't have it left, Karen will find it somewhere.
Okay.
She marks the stuff down and she's saying.
We have Councilman Hollins for $1,200, Councilman Bell for $300, Councilman Cartier for $300. And just so we're clear, because the application was for $2,000, then there's no problem with exceeding the $1,200. So that means we have a motion for $1,800, Councilman Hollins?
That's correct. Thank you.
Motion for $1,800 grant. For second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you both very much.
Okay. Then we only have the one grant. I have two quick items to touch base with council members on. As discussed earlier at a prior finance meeting about the grant application, a couple of things. We're going to roll out another grant application in December. Very small changes in it. One request that they initial next to where it tells them that they're due, that they have to do a report. All right. The other part, and I think I want to congratulate the clerk of council and Brian for working on this, to try to clear up the issue that we have with the follow-up reports. They've come up with a form that will be included with every check that outlines that they return that. So hopefully that will take care of our backlog of reports, at least going forward. So, but no more parameters on anyone, just Councilman Warner.
Yes, I would just like to compliment council and staff for making significant headway in encouraging the grant recipients to submit tardy reports. Looking at the last submission, we're down to a small percentage of what it was just a year ago. And just to encourage all council persons and their aides to send out friendly reminders to the few that reports which are not timely submitted.
Anything else on that? Is there anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? The only thing I have is Mr. Hennecke. Thank you for lowering our expenses countywide. Appreciate that. Okay, we have Council's Employee Service Awards. First, we have is Mr. DeFore in here, Anthony.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing, which is it? That's the pen time? Oh, that's right. Okay. There's a certificate in here?
No, right underneath.
All underneath?
Okay. Joseph.
You have to excuse me. I'm a little uncomfortable doing this since I tried to stop it years ago. This is Anthony Joseph DeFroy in recognition of 5 years of dedicated service and commitment to the people of Newcastle County.
Hey.
That's a nice one. If you'd like to break it in, you're welcome to one of the coffee pods inside my office.
Oh, thank you.
Not that I know what it is. Ms. Traylor? In recognition of 10 years of dedicated service and commitment to the people of Newcastle County, thank you very much. And I'm not doubting for whether that pen misspells or not.
Jeez.
Next, we have Ms. Finnegan. She's still around?
We hope.
Okay. I figured she'd hide out. See you later. Someone, and I don't think it was me, told her this was a farewell ceremony for her.
Jeez. 2, 3, 4.
Now we gotta change.
Our policy is we know the combination.
Just like yell it out.
Can you check his cards? I don't think it was.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I mean, not now. Just do it when we need.
While we're waiting for Ms. Finnegan, is there anything under other? Move that out. Motion go out of order. Nothing under other?
Oh, can I just say something under other?
Sure.
I know this council and all other governments have been extremely concerned about the opioid problems going around, and the headline in today's paper where there were 11 overdose deaths over the Thanksgiving weekend, I think is just beyond probably what any one of us could ever comprehend could go on. I would say that anybody that has any ideas that can think of anything that could possibly help, that I would appreciate them passing it along. This is hard for every family that has ever gone through this. I don't know what makes you fall into this to the very first time, and I'm sure there's a variety of different circumstances that have taken place in every family, but I just think the headline this morning was beyond anything that I ever thought that I would see in one weekend.
Just let me clear the air. This comment's on about you. Okay. Well, I'm Tara M. Finnegan, in recognition of 15 years of dedicated service and commitment to the people of Newcastle County and outstanding tolerance for your past councilman. Anything else on the other? Anything from the public? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion to adjourn. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Thank you all very much.